Joining me live in studio today, the student council from Swift Creek High School in Afton, and a great group of students. At least I'm told they are a great group of students. I'm sure they are, really. In studio this morning, Banyan Dahl, Emma Hepworth, Journey Coldamore, Haley Valentine, and Tanya Clegg, all live and in studio today. Hey guys, how's it going this morning?
Good, how are you?
Everyone doing fine?
Yeah, we're good.
Sorry I had to pull you out of class today.
No worries.
We are perfectly fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you were loving, what, science or math or all the good stuff, right? So here we are. No, thanks for coming in. Swift Creek High School Student Council and some cool things happening at Swift Creek High. So, Banyan, let's start with you today.
Sure.
And have you tell us just a little about Swift Creek High School. What is Swift Creek High and what's the purpose of it?
So Swift Creek High School is more of an alternative school in the literal sense. It's a different approach to learning as a whole. We have these tighter schedules, less students, more involved staff and teachers. It allows people who are on the edge of dropping out or quitting high school as a whole to not only come back from the brink, but also strive in the education process. For me personally, I was in a very bad spot when I came here, and the school helped me get back on the right path. And now something even as intimidating as college doesn't even seem like a pipe dream, which for some time it definitely did. It's here to help people. Plain and simple. Swift Creek has this almost magical ability to help their students. Of course, I'm speaking from experience, but I've also seen students change. I've seen these kids turn into amazing learners and good people, and it's weird having a sense of pride for a school, but it's honestly the truth.
That's very cool. Very well said. So it's been a great experience for you so far, obviously. Then.
Absolutely.
And what grade are you in right now?
I'm a senior right now.
So this is your last year, and you've been going to Swift Creek all 4 years?
No, I transferred in the last semester of sophomore year, and
okay.
I'm very glad that I did.
So making that transition kind of midway, was the transition difficult? If someone is like thinking about it now, is the transition okay?
It was definitely a culture shock coming from these massive high schools with hundreds and hundreds of students to just around 50 and five teachers. It's a huge difference, but I'm all the better for it, and I'm very glad that I came here.
That's Banyan Dahl in studio this morning. Also in studio is Haley Valentine. She's joining us as part of the student council at Swift Creek High. Haley, tell us about your experience at Swift Creek High as a student. What is it like to be a student at Swift Creek?
Being a student at Swift Creek is actually pretty awesome. When I transferred there, I didn't think I was going to be successful in school, but then the teachers kind of helped me push me to where I am today. I didn't have any really friends at the other high school, so when I went here, I had more friends. So the Swift Creek High School really kind of changed my life in view for schools.
That's very cool. So it's obviously been an extremely positive experience for you then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it. And what year are you in?
Oh, I'm a junior.
Okay. Because it's different at the track system, right? It's a little different than just the traditional semester. So sometimes the years are a little odd. But it obviously a positive experience, not just from an education standpoint, but socially, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Valentine in studio, and also with Haley is Journey. No, Tanya. Tanya. Hey, Tanya. How are you?
I'm good.
I got chicken scratches over here from my notes, and sometimes I got to read them a little bit better. but Tanya is as a student council. What's the vision for Swift Creek? We've kind of learned what the experience is, what the goals are. What's vision for the student council?
The vision. So I envision like everybody actually getting along and like having someone there that you can talk to, like, if you ever need help or something, which is already like that, but, like, I envision it more. Like, we need it more to happen more than it already does. And so that's my vision. I just envision everybody being kind to everybody.
You said that's already happening on a certain scale right now. Has that been something that you've noticed yourself as a student?
Yeah, I have.
That you can certainly find the help you need, right?
Yes, I can.
Absolutely.
There's lots of students that I would love to go to cry on their shoulder.
That's Tanya Clegg in studio. Tanya, anything else about your experience at Swift Creek High that you found positive?
definitely the teachers helping a lot. They have, like, one-on-one, like, help. Like, if you ever need help, they're just, like, there to help you no matter what. They're there to talk to you, support you no matter what.
Very cool. That's Tanya Clegg in studio as part of the Student Council of Swift Creek High. Journey Colamore also joining us this morning. Hey, Journey, how are you today? Tell me what class are we getting you out of right now, Journey?
I'm in graphics, actually, right now.
Oh, see, so yours wasn't so bad.
Then. It
wasn't so bad. All right, well, we're still happy you're here. Journey, what can the community do to support Swift Creek High? Because it is a little bit different not being in the normal high school, right? So what can the community do to help out?
The community, I don't mean this in a, like, rude way, but the way I'm going to put it is, some people think of Swift Creek as kind of like, oh, the bad people, like they do bad things in life, when we're really not. We're like really amazing students. We just need a little extra help that the Star Valley High School wasn't able to give us. And so what the community can do is just think of us as just normal people, like other students, other people in the world. Just think of us as human beings, basically, so...
Very well said. I like it. So what's your experience been like at Swift Creek High so far?
Amazing, actually. I used to be this quiet person that just sat there in class, did all their work, and really have no friends. But now that I'm over at Swift Creek, I have a decent amount of friends, and it's amazing. Like, I don't think there's a better school, to be honest. So.
Very cool. Journey Colamore in studio, and also next to Journey is Emma Hepworth, part of the student council at Swift Creek High. Emma, tell me about the student council group that's here. This is kind of a new thing, right?
Yes, this actually got started last year, and I cannot tell you how much this has affected our school. I love these guys. I would take a bullet for them, and I know they would do the same. Student council has really changed our school in a major way. We used to just do activities and, you know, field trips, things like that, and now we are able to collectively come together and get feedback from students and be able to be there for those students who need a little extra boost in their day. And it's just amazing to have these people walk up to you in the halls and smile at you, and, you know, you being able to be there for them and make a difference.
Absolutely. So how was the student council formed? Did you have like an election last year? Is that how it happened?
Yeah. So actually, two of the students from last year that graduated, Jayani and Caleb, they actually came up with this idea. And there was an election last year, and me and Banyan were part of student council last year. And then these three joined in, and it's just been amazing. It's a great experience.
And the student council is able to help organize the first homecoming, I understand, right?
Yes, it was amazing. Our theme was Starry Night, and we had a great turnout. Definitely one of the most memorable experiences that I've had so far.
Very cool. Emma, just one final question for you. What's been your experience personally with Swift Creek High?
Swift Creek has changed my life for the better. I was at a place where giving up was just my only option, and I came to Swift Creek, and I was one of those people to think of it as a bad school, and I got there, and we're like a family. We really are. If you walked in those doors, we'd all greet you with a smile on our face and give you a hug. I mean, it's just been amazing. My experience has changed my life forever. I don't think I'll ever be the same.
Very well said. Emma Hepworth in studio. Joining her is the rest of the Swift Creek High Student Council. That's Banyan Dahl, Journey Colamore, Haley Valentine, and Tanya Clegg also in studio today. Everybody, thank you for coming in. Now you just got to get Principal Kazare to get a broadcasting class over there, because you guys all nailed it. See, this is how this works now. So good job. Anything else about Swift Creek High that we missed? You guys want to touch on? Anything you want to mention?
Honestly, I would like to head back to the community's view of Swift Creek. I feel like there has been a very heavy stigma around the school since its opening. In the beginning, Swift Creek was a school for the bad kids, quote-unquote. But since then, it has changed so much into a literal alternative school. It's not for the bad kids anymore. It's for everybody, everybody that needs a little bit of extra help. People work hard here. It's strange to see such a large amount of the student body constantly be on their work, which seems like a strange thing to say for high schoolers, but if I'm honest, we like to slack off pretty hard.
No.
I hate to say it, but it's kind of true. And I just... I want everybody to know that we're just high schoolers. There's not much different from us and the rest of education. We're just high schoolers. We do things a little different, but we're just like everybody else. We're just in a different place.
I like that a lot. Well said. Very well said. Hey, thank you all so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Get back to class.
All right, gladly. Thank you.
It's a school
thank
day today.
Thank you so much.
That's the student council at Swift Creek High joining us on the studio on the SBI Radio Network.